Hilchos Pesul HaMekdashim Perek Hei Vav Zayin. So as a Hakdama for Perek Hei, it comes a Hemshech to Perek, the previous Perek we talked about, Chatois HaMeseis. If you have a Chatos, that Mesev Baleo was lost during Hakrava of the Chatos that took its place, then the din is that it has to be let to die. The same din would apply to money that was designated for such a Chatos, as Rambam will explain. It takes from the Gedder of the Behemah. So if the Gedder of the Behemah said die, then the money should go to waste. It should be thrown into the Yam HaMelech. So Zokter Rambam Perek Hei Alach Alf Mafresh Mois Lachatosev. It may somebody who designates money for his behemoth chatas and he passes away, Yochal Mois Liam HaMelech unto the Yam HaGadol. Meaning they have to get destroyed. V'chein Mafresh Mois Lachatosev V'avdu. Person set aside money for his chatas and the money got lost. V'hikrev chatas tachtein, and he brought in the meanwhile a different animal. V'nimtzu HaMois Achar Kapara. Then he found the original monies. Yochal Liam HaMelech base. Mafresh Mois Lachatosev V'avdu. Somebody who set aside money for his chatas and the money got lost. And he set aside other monies, but before he bought the behemoth with money two, he found money one. So combine the money, buy a chatas, the rest should go towards purchasing an adav. He set aside money one and got lost. And what he did now, he didn't separate money, he separated an animal. But before he shechted the animal, he found the money. But a chatas balas mum. Let's assume that the chatas has a mum. So akdramim temachi, it should be sold. V'yavi me'elo ve'elo chatas. Combine the money and buy a chatas. V'ashay yiplu nedava. The rest of the money should go buy a nedava. Now hivrish chatas ibavda. If you first separated an animal and got lost, hivrish meistachdea on stage two, he separated money. Like he speaking like a behenat shenimtzes chatas. He didn't buy an animal with it, and he was in the meantime he found animal number one. But he balas mum. But that animal has a mum temachi. Should be sold. V'yavi me'elov elu chatos. Combine the money, buy a chatos. V'shay yiplu nedava, whatever remains, should go to buy a nedava. Halacha, halacha. Fine. Halacha, hey, hefrish shnei tziburi meis lachrais. We separated two piles of money, and he said that if I lose pile number one, I'll buy a chatos with pile number two. So meskaper be'echad mehem. You may choose whichever pile you want to buy a carbon chatos. V'hasheni, because you designated it for something, yiplu nedava, it should go towards funding a carbon nedava. He has two piles of cash. He says, if I lose this one, I'll use that one. Yeah. Well, a mafresh chatasa yodimei chatasa. Somebody separates a chatas or the value, money for a chatas. He did it thinking that he has to bring this carbon. Is it because it's a hektish tos? And a hektish tos, it's not chal. The kedush is not chal. If he separated two behemoths, the value of two behemoths, assuming, let's say in Shabbos, he thought he did two of his malachis, and it turns out he's only chayv one, he did the avon atoldos, he's only chayv one, yavi achas. But in this case, we say that the remaining money should go towards funding a carbon nedava. Person was handling money. And he says, Elo avim hem chatasi. With the money that I'm holding in my hand, that I'm busy counting, should fund my chatas. Hamaisa cholin. So whatever he's counting should go towards the chatas, and whatever he didn't count as cholin. V'chein yirol, you should have a kavachem in b'shar kabonis, shamaisa cholin. Madoch, we're saying by chatas, which has this unique din, that there's a din that the money that funds the chatas should go to be destroyed. If you already brought your carbon, how much rules about the kabonis, do we say that whatever remains, that this chumah shouldn't, just like we find the kula by chatas should apply to other korbanis as well. Has mafresh mois the mincha scheita. Somebody separates, set aside money for a mincha that an oni has to bring. The heavy mehen minchasei, and with that money he brought his carbon. Oish hivrish mincha scheita. Or he set aside money for his and he has leftover money. A meiser yavi minchas nadav. Whatever remains should go towards funding a minchas nadav. If a kohen gadol, right, he has to bring an asidis ha'ifa for a mincha that he brings every day, half a measure in the morning, half in the afternoon. So if he set aside money to fund, to buy that measure, and he has leftovers, she'chavit in yirkav, then whatever produce, whatever grains that remain beyond the measurement that he has to bring should let to rot. Whatever remains, whatever additional measure that is around after the required amount of bread is required for teidol and el nazir, yikavot should let to rot. A person has additional funds remaining after he buys an nesachim, should go towards funding an adava. kvar bian mishkalim shmeiser hashkalim cholim. That meiser hashkalim is cholim. That if he gathered money for matzah shekel more than he required, then it's not considered that it's kaddish. Lachates meiser kinezavim kinezavis kineyaldes chateis vashamis. Person has leftover funds from kinim, which are birds, bird behemoths for different karbanis, or leftover money from chatas and ashim. Meisreim yiplun and nadava yikrevu elos kameishar b'yan. Also in Hilchos Kohen, the Rambam discusses how the remaining funds are changed and go to buy karbanis eila. Meisal eila li eila. If you bought an eila and you have leftover money from the amount that you designated to buy an eila, fine, so use that money to buy an oil. If you designated $100 to buy a shlamim and it only cost you 80, now you have 20, so buy a shlamim. Meaning if you have, he bought a carbon tumah when he became Tommy during his main Nazirus. So he has leftover money from the amount, right? So when he becomes Tahir, you can use that money for himself for the carbon Tahir. When you say if you have leftover money to fund the chatas, you use it to buy nadava, a chatas kavua. Regards a chatas kavua, meaning it's a regular chatas, not based on the financial standing of the person bringing it. If a guy was mechuyev to bring an oil v'yered, now he separated money to buy a behema. V'hani, and now he becomes poor, yovi tachtehen oif. So now he's only mechuyev to bring an oif. Let him bring an oif. All the kadosh he transfers to the oif, right? And the rest of the money, it's not like he has to buy an adavah. It's chulin. If you separated the value of an oif, v'heim came even more poor. Maybe tachtein asidah, so if he brings the flour, which is the least expensive carbon for that individual, v'chalal meisal le'al v'yohana behem. Yud, hifrish behema, you set aside an animal, v'nofa ba'mum, now has a mum, timachi, sell it, v'yavi b'domeha oif. If an Ashi separated a behema for his chatos and then he became an Ani, and afterwards he gets a mum. So in that case, we say it should be sold and buy an oif. Avalim hifrish oif, if an individual who was supposed to bring an oif brings an oif, he set aside an oif. V'nifsal lo yavi bedoma v'sidis oifa. We do not say that sell the oif and then use that money to buy mincha. Because you're going to transfer the kedusha from the oif to money and then transfer the kedusha from the money to the mincha, you cannot transfer the kedusha from the oif to the money. It doesn't work. So mail off from a behemoth to an oif, but not from an oif to mincha. Anyone is mechuyev to bring a carbon of birds, he set aside money for those birds. So if he wants to use all that money he designated for chatas oif, if he wants to buy only an oif, yavi. He's holding in his hand a pile of money. And he says, I have in my hand money to fund the chatas and to fund an oila. If he wants, he can mix the two piles together and buy his chatas and oila, or buy just chatas or just an oila, sh'ina kinim is pashis. Because this will be integral for the later prakim. When it comes to an oifes, when do we say it gets the status of a chatos or an oila? You only separate the money to buy chatos or an oila later on. When you buy the oif, that's when it gets the status. So as long as you're before the purchase, you can mix all the monies together. If you set aside money for a bird offering and it passes away, so we use that money to fund an adava shereikul and ruim novi oila, because they all fit to bring an oila. Therefore, it's not considered like mois of a chatas shemesa baleha. So therefore, it should go, which we say in the beginning of the page, it should be destroyed. We say it should go to fund an oila, meaning an oila's oif. Fine. Yod gimel misha yimachuiv chatas. Someone is mechuiv to bring a chatas. Amar rei elo harei olai oila, and now he's chayv to bring a chatos and an oila, the hifrish meis, and he set aside money for amr el lechivasi. This is for my obligation. He has two obligations. So ratzel lavi lohavi bahen chatos behema yavi oilas behema yavi. He uses to fund his chatos or his oila. Meis v'niach hameis yeichol yam hamelach. These should be destroyed because it could be mekinzagel lemafreya that it was to fund his chatos. And if Tefan is Chatos, and it's a Chatos, his owner passed away, the money should be destroyed. Okay, Perek Shishi. Perhaps we have Karbonis that get mixed up. No longer Perek. Lach Alef, Kol HaZvachim Shinis Arif. Bohen Achas Mechatoisa Meseis, Asher HaNiskal. Afil Echad B'ri B'kulu Yemusul. If you have a Chatos that is supposed to be let to die, or Asher HaNiskal, Asher that killed, was a forewarning, fine. And that is so supposed to be stone, and this behemoth got mixed in with even 10,000 other animals. All of them have to be led to die. If you should buy lechaim chashuvim him ve'inam etelim, guys, it should be battle. A bal chay is chashuv; it doesn't become battle. Ve'im hikriv hurtza. But if you took a behemoth from that taruvis and you brought it as a carbon, the carbon is accepted. She'ain bali chayin mitchim. Fine. Even though chetchilu shouldn't, but the other is fine. Based on arif b'hen echad misurim isbeach. If we have an isurim isbeach. For example, a behemoth that killed an individual that mixed into other behemoths, yiru kulon archipo behem mum, let them all graze until they get a mum, vimachru, yavi b'dmei hayafish shebohen, ma'isi amin, shal kachem shinis arif. Now, once you've sold all those animals, you've sold an animal for 100, an animal for 90, and an animal for 80. So now that you've sold, now that you've made 100 plus 90 plus 80, so you're supposed to use 100 of the total sale that you've made to purchase the carbon that al-Khadkhim you wanted to bring. Because we assume that that was the animal that you designated. Fine. Gimel. This arvo kachem b'cholim tamimim. What happens if you have kachem that got mixed in with regular cholim, regular behemoths that don't have any blemishes. So you machru ha-cholim shebataruvis v'tzarche oisi hamin v'yikruvu kolim. Okay, so what does this mean? So if you abra behemoth shlomim, four shlomim got mixed with four cholim, total of eight animals. So sell for these animals to someone who has to bring a shlomim. Fine. So now all of these behemoths are shlomim because of the hate. And the money of the sale is fine because you're selling animals at a shlom, not selling a specific animal. He's saying four of these are shlomim, and that's perfectly fine because four of them are cholim. If an ox of hektish got mixed in with regular oxen, we assume that the one of highest value is hektish. That is the one that is hektish. And whatever remains should be sold for, let's assume, if that was the share was a shlomim, the rest should be sold to people who want to bring a shlomim. This arvo kachim bekachim. So for example, if you have an asham, let's assume a shlomim got mixed with a shlom of somebody else, an ox with an ox. We don't know which ox belongs to which bailam. So both oxen should be brought, even though we don't know for which owner it's being brought for. If it's a carbon that's being brought by a woman, she'in behem smicha. Aval karbonis anashim hoyv cholachad behem tzarch bismich alorish karbonoi. Neither can bring their carbon until they give over the right of their ownership to their friend. Or until both behemoths get a mum and they're sold. And then what they would have to do is buy two new animals, but of the value of the animal that was most expensive. Right. So somebody is going to have an out-of-pocket cost. Fine. Hey, this out of min b'she'ini min. I could get an oil with shlomim. When oil and shlomim got mixed together, don't bring the karbanis, even saying that we're going to bring it with the chumis of the oil. For example, there's a cloud that we cannot bring karbanis to a situation where they could become possible, could become disqualified. For example, if he's going to bring an asham and a shlomim that got mixed together, the bus of the shlomim could become possible if they don't eat it within the fixed amount of time that the asham is supposed to. Because an ashram is up to that night, and a shlom is till the next day. So by mixing these two behemoths together, we're putting a certain chumra onto one of them, which could bring it to a psal, and that we don't do. Mm-hmm. Just like, for that reason, the reason of a moving kodesh psal. Yeah, exactly. Okay. The same applies if it's going to bring a chumra to who eats it and the location where it could be eaten. So you have an oil and a shlomim mixed together. What do you do? So yiru achipu behem mum. Let them graze so they get a mum. V'yimacher kol echad mehem lovadei, and each should be sold. V'yavi b'dmei hayafish shebehen v'min zeh u b'dmei hayafish shebehen v'min ha'achir The yafsid hamesim mi beisa. What this means is if he has an oil and a shlamim that get mixed together, he doesn't know which is the oil, which is the shlamim, but one is more expensive. So he has to sell both after they both get a mum. And he buys with the value of the more expensive animal in that mixture for both karbonis. So he had one with 100, one with 90, he sells both. He now has to buy an oil worth 100 and a shlamim worth 100. Lach zayin, af al pi shekvai hikrev oil shechayiv ba. Even though he already brought the oil of the shlam that he's machiv to bring, before they got a mum. Before they got a mum. Before they were able to get a mum and be sold, somebody else brought it as an adava. Somebody else brought these karbanis. If Reuven had an oil and shlomim, his oil and shlomim that got mixed in, and Shimon was makriv those behemoths, says the Rambam, even if somebody else was makriv that oil, that shlomim. Yeah, is a makriv in the way how Terevis oil and shlomim machin. Gets mixed with the shlomim. You know how kerel achipo behem mum. Everything should get a mum first. The yavi bidmeha yafasha behem shlomim ubidmeha yafasha behem chatos. And then again, you have to pay for shlomim and chatos. The value of the behemoth that is most expensive in that mixture. Im kadam hekrev chatos acheres achet shehifrish aloi. If before waiting until the behemoth got a mum and then selling them and then buying new behemoths, instead of doing that, he went and was makiv another chatos. Kul on your musul. Because what we have now is a situation of a chatas mesa that is mixed in with other behemoths, whose din is that all of them should be let to die. If money to fund a chatas got mixed with money to fund an asham, he buys two animals. And he says, wherever the kedushas chatas is in this mixture of money is, should go to the chatas with me asham al asham. If before designating the kedusha in that mixture to his behema, he went and was makir of an actual animal, the money has to be thrown into the Yom HaMelech. If however he brought his carbon ashram first, the money should go towards funding an adava. Like the similar din of mois ashram that whose owners brought a different ashram. We say that the money should go to fund an adava. If you have a toida, which is a carbon that's brought with lechem, and you said the kedusha should be transferred from animal A to B, okay, and now you don't know which one is A and which one is B, so shnei mikrevu, both should be brought v'yonaf halachem yimoyim and do tnufa with the bread. V'chein im nisavu toida b'shaz vachim, so if toida gets mixed with other karbanis, afal pishe karvat toidasi, yiru hakeir lachipu behem mum. Even though he brought meaning, even if he had a teidah that got mixed with other karbanis, and in the meanwhile he brought a different teidah, he already did his chiva bringing that teidah. So yiru hakeil achip behem mum. All the behemoths of this teidah mixture should get a mum. Yav bidmei yafet teidah acheres. He should bring from the sale proceeds a teidah's worth of the most expensive animal in that mixture of animals. With mei yafet zevach achid. It's kind of a shava b'shava because the same dinam applied to b'chayr and Pesach. Both should gracefully get a mum. And only after they are sold and you buy new behemoths, do we say that these behemoths should be eaten under the gedder of a b'chayr. Why do we say that these behemoths themselves, if a Bechir and a Pesach get mixed in, why do we say that, fine, say one is a Bechir, one is a Pesach. Because there are limitations for each one that the other one doesn't have. Pesach is until midnight. Fine. Only once they get a mom, should be sold by new behemoths under the gather of Maisa. A bechayr and a maaser that get mixed together should be eaten once they get a mum, because gam kan Achru, fine. Exactly. B'chayr nechal akehanu b'maisir l'chol adam. But the din is the same. Fine. Dar v'chein, chakot, m'shin esavu b'b'chayr b'maisir. If you have a shlomim gets mixed in with a b'chayr b'maisir, yiru achivu b'hem mum, everything should get a mum first, v'achlu ke b'chayr shunofa b'y mum, or ke maisir shunofa b'y mum. And then, they should be, meaning everything should be sold, and then new korbanos should be brought under the guidelines like eating a b'chayr b'maisir. Even though in both situations, only specific, right, there's a commonality between them, let them get a mum, sell them, and buy with the proceeds of that sale. The value of the most expensive animal in that mixture, shlamim and an asham, the yasa the mesim base, and he has a small out of pocket cost. If first he bought his asham, now he has this mixture of behemoths, when he sells them and buys new korbanos, it should go towards funding an adav. Design call a kachem efshe shis avu min b'min. When it comes to all korbanos, it's shayich to have min b'min taruvis, chutz min achatas im asham, with the exception of achatas and an asham. Why? Nashim is only a male ram. Mm-hmm. Either 1 year of age or 2 years of age, but it can only be a ram that's a male. And achatas can only be a female. So you can never have a situation of min b'minoi when it comes to nashim and achatas. You know straight away which one's the ashim, which one's achatas. All these that mix, all these different taruves, im hikriv hurza, shem b'alachayim nitchim. An animal that is found beyond Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder, which is a certain distance. So if you draw a perimeter around Yerushalayim, even the cave of Ashnasi, if it's a female behema up to 1 year of age, we assume it's a chatas, so we lock it in a room, let it die. If it was 2 years of age, Yavi Isa Shlamim Vyavi Imalachim Shemateidahi. Bring it as a Shlamim, bring with it Lachim, maybe Taida. Matazacha Ben Shteshanim, if you found a behemoth within a certain area around Yerushalayim, a male that is up to 2 years of age, Ainotakana, Shema Ashram Hu, Vadana Kipra Bailov, maybe it's an Asham, and the owners still haven't yet brought the carbon. Okay. Matazacha Ben Shan, if you found a male up to a year of age, Maniach Isa Shib, my mom letting it home, or maybe Shte Behemoth Tachta. And with its money, bring two behemoths. Master the behemoth, and you make a condition and say, "Im oila haya." If there is an animal, is an oila, is an oila tachtov. Im shlamim haya, is a shlamim tachtov. Umakri for echad oila. The one of them you bring as an oila. Unusachim mishal tzibur. Who provides an asachim the communal funds that they have the mesa mikdash for this situation? Echad shlamim im halachem mishem atayda haya. Right. Right. Ma yase bezeh nimtza. What should he do with this animal that he finds after he gets a mum and after he transfers the kedusha? Says an rambam yochav b'mumay. It should be eaten with its mum. Shafilo hoy b'chayr ma'aser. Let's assume it was a b'chayr ma'aser b'mumay hu nechal. Vim pesach achaz manayhu. And if it was a carbon pesach that the owners lost and now it's nach pesach, and it's a shlamim. So the gather is, it should be brought as a shlamim. Ubizmanay hakilun is harim boy. And if you found it before pesach, it doesn't make sense it's a pesach because the owner who's coming to Rishlaim is going to take care of his animal. Vim tei mashem asham nazar asham etzeirahu. If you're going to say it's an asham nazar etzeirah, einam etzoim tamid. Not so common to have that it would belong to such an owner. Therefore, it's a fine. What happens if the evarim of different karbanes got mixed together? Says the Rambam, the din is that we suppose the more stringent category to that mixture. Then all that meat should be left open overnight and should be burnt in the Azara the following day. You have pieces of flesh from a chatas mixing with pieces of flesh from an oil. So actually pasul v'tavet zirasan v'seifin v'isin ba'azara, let it open overnight and burn it next in the Azara. But makim she'seifin psul ha'mikdashim. Of aleph, ever shabali mumin she'nesara be'evri kachim. If you have a shtickle flesh from a balmum that got mixed in with a shtickle flesh of kachrim. A filo ever be'elef eivarim, mitzal akei lebeis ha-sreifa. A filo korvu kulam, chutz me'echad min ha-tareves. Even if they were already makriv, b'shoigig at least, even if they were already makriv, all of these behemoths, with exclusion of one, so we would assume to say that the issue, filo, Ever Hari Zay Sarf Bazar Bamakim Shasaifim Psul Hamakdashim. Every Eila. We could assume to say that the issue of the Taruvis is in all the other behemoths, not in the behemoth that we have now. Filo Ever Be'elaf Ivarim Yetzakil Besasreifim. Chutz Me'echim in a Taruvis. Fine. Lachacho Beis Chatichis Kachi Kachim Shinisav Chatichis Kachim Kalim. Should be eating, meaning till that night, or till at least of the next day. If you have a piece of a chatas that is tummy, if you have a ratio of 1 to 100, not 1 to 99. 100 chatichas tahi mixing with one that's tummy, it's fine. Chavdal av chatichas shalchatas tahira. Shnasaver b'me chatichas shal cholin. If it's a stick flesh of a chatas, go mixing with a stick flesh of cholin. The prusa shalachem upon a matay shnasaver b'me prusa shal cholin. Hare elu lo yalu. Do not eat the bottle. Elo yachil hakel akihanim kacholam udem mois. We say that because it's a takana, it could be eaten by kihanim, then we do not apply the din of bittul. Perik shvi. Pagan discusses psulim when it comes to an oif. Lacha aleph, kol ha-psulim la-aveda shumalko, all those that apostle can work in the base of Mikdash. Zar, Aron, Koyin, or the Baal Mum, he doesn't have the begadim, who did Malika. It's a apostle of Malika. Va'afo pisha isa ha-oif apostle. Even though that oif is nishkin kasher oif yet, because there's no shechita, eini kenivlas ha-oif ha-toy la-tumah. We do not consider it a nevelas oif tahe in terms of tumah. Right, the din of that is that if you have an if that is kasher l'achila that died a natural death, or was shechted shalek halacha, it's matama the person who eats it min hatayra. So this if doesn't fall under that category. The chayne malak balein if did milikat nine oishah shachet chon lebifneim the kasher mechutz enim kinevela. It's not considered a nevela. Fine, base in terms of tumah. Base malak tayrin shalek gizmanom. Tayrim is after Bnei Yona. Tayrim are older than Bnei Yona. But there's an intermediary stage between Bnei Yona and Tayrim. So before it reached the stage of Tayrim, he did Malika. Or Bnei Yona Sh'av Izmanim, or again in the intermediary stage beyond Bnei Yona, V'shiyav V'shagapal, or a bird whose wing has dried up, V'shinismis Eino, or its eye is blind, it's blind, V'shnikta Raglo, so an obvious mum, Harizu Novela Chodavar, Zehakal Koshoi Psula Bakkoidesh, Psula V'in Novela. If the disqualification occurred, not before the behemoth came to the Azara. The behemoth was perfectly fine. The issue was the person doing the Avodah. So the psul happened in the base of Mikdash. So it's taka, non-kosher, but it's not an Avela. In terms of Tumah, if the bird, if was a non-kosher bird, it wasn't a kosher to bring as a carbon bechlal, then it is considered an Avela. One day, Malika comes to Trefa, Eshamot, Basakin, with a knife, retarnished. Eshamot, Cholim Bifneim, the Kachem Bechotz. Only something that is right for the Mizbeach, do we say that if Malika is done, then it's kosher. Otherwise, if it's a trefa, meaning lachatchila cannot have been brought as a carbon, as an oif to the Mizbeach, and fine. And then we would say that this oif that is found out to be a trefa is... Knivlas efetoy, but not kasher lachila. Fine. Other dinim of tumah. Fine. Halacha dalad. Aval hanirba, v'hamukze, v'hanevad, v'estanan, v'mchir, v'tunt, v'deregnes shenimlekol. Wow. So all these behemoths have these type of psulim. Harainu nevela lachol davar. U'metame begadim bebeis habliya. It's considered a nevela, and if the one who eats it, if one eats it, he's metame his begadim. Once it goes down his throat, shein hakadusha chol alein v'ari. In psulon bakoidish, the psul is before they reach the base summit. Right, so as a hakdame to the end of the perek, just to summarize the difference between a chatas oif and an eilas oif. Chatas oif, the kain is melek its head in the southern western corner of the mizbeach, but he doesn't completely detach it from the guf. He just kind of gets it half off, and after the melike, the kain spritzes its dam on the lower half of the mizbeach. When it comes to an eilas oif, the Kayan goes to the top of the Mizbeach and he completely detaches the head, and the application of the dam is in the top half of the Mizbeach. So, Lachay, Kvar Banu B'Maisa Karbonis, Shechata Sa'if Nasas Lamata, Ba'ila Sa'if Lamaila, Chata Sa'if Sa'il Lamaila Psula. If the Chata Sa'if was done, top half of the Mizbeach, it's possible, Ben Sha'asa Azayasa Kamaisa Chata's Bein Shasei Kamais Eila, whether he applied the blood the way one's supposed to do for Chatos, Hazoya, and Mitzeh, or he did it as a Maisei Eila, which would be that he entirely removed the head, Bein Shasei L'Shem Eila, Bein Shasei L'Shem Chatos. So if you did the one downstairs, the one that's supposed to be done downstairs, upstairs, Nishkut, V'chein, Eila Seif Shasei L'Mato, the one that's supposed to be done up, he did down. Even if he began the process and finished it downstairs, psula. It has to be done in the location and the correct way that it's supposed to be done. If you did the chatos downstairs as you're supposed to, but you did it the way you're supposed to do an oila, which is not good because you're not supposed to. He completely detached the head. But he did so for the sake of a chatos. Or you didn't completely detach the head, but you did it l'shem oila. You did it completely detached the head, and you thought it's l'shem oila psula. You have to have the right place, the right maisa, and the right kavanu. Chav, ches. Chayin oila sa'oif, shasay ila maila. So to the oila sa'if that you did on the top of the mizbeach. K'maisei chatos l'shem oila. You didn't detach the head, but you did it l'shem oila. K'maisei chatos l'shem chatos. You didn't detach the head. And you did l'shem chatos psula. K'may say oila l'shem chatos. If you completely detached the head, but you did it l'shem chatos, k'sheira levad shli olas l'baylim l'shum chayva. It's still kosher, but the baylim haven't fulfilled their chiv. So in conclusion, what's a sikkum? If you have an oila sa'if is kosher to the baylim only if it's done l'mayla l'shem oila k'may say oila. In the same place, chata soif. Fine. That's kol elo ha'efes. Shenifsalu mepnei mekemes yasan mepnei shini masehem shini shmon. Any of these psulim enam kniv la'soif latuma. We do not consider this oif that it falls under the dinim of tumas beis abliya. Chen chata soif elo soif shenis pagla. There was a machshav zman. I need to mez in asas neisar. When did the psul happen? Not before the v'shachlin, only v'shach shchita. So therefore, the dinam of tumas nivlas oif do not apply to it. If you have a chatas oif that one brings out a safik, zokderam chatas oif a bal a safik, nazis kemitzvasa, it should be done as it's supposed to, meaning lamato, ve'ena necheles, it shouldn't be eaten, elati sarif kachol psul hamigdashim. Case of tavi a safik, how do we have a situation of a chatas oif a bal a safik? As follows. In that side of Allah, Zaramim explained how you can have a woman, she doesn't know if she's a Zav or Yeledes. There was a certain omission, we don't know, maybe something did come out, fine. There's no situation of bringing a behemoth chatas. Bring an Ashim Tali, commission's Barbie, Hilchish Gagas. You bring a behemoth, an Ashim Tali. You're not a chatas, if I'm a Safik. A chatas, if I'm a converse, come tell us a Safik. When I do law. She chayav is bavadei, then she finds out that she was a year later, so that she was a zav gedola. Imachle nim lekanedola. If she finds out what she's mechayv to bring before melike teyase vadois, so bring that oif for her vadei carbon. The teyachin should be eaten. Imachle nim lekanedola. If she finds out what carbon she's mechayv to bring only after melike is done, and is a gemer hazois dama v'tamtzisoi v'tisarif, all the procedure of that oif should be followed through, but it shouldn't be eaten. It should be burnt. Kedei shlo yoyimro. People might not realize that later on she found out why she's mechoyev. They're going to say it's a safik, but it's still eaten. So to take away that error of thought, we completely destroy it. Good base. May the law. She found she's not mechoyev to bring it after melika. Should be buried.